Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sam, and welcome to Growth Games. This show is about growth. It's about personal development, and it's about entrepreneurs wanting to grow, scale, break their limits, break their glass ceilings, and become the best version of themselves. This is what I did when I started my career. Started as an accountant, as a bookkeeper, and then an accountant, then a senior accountant, and then I left all of that while being an immigrant to a brand new country, although I was there for like 4 or 5 years, started my own thing, started my own firm. It is stupid to do something what I did. You don't just go to a new country. You don't just start your own firm, especially professional services is hard. And I did that. And not only did I do it, I'm successful at it. I have a lot of clients to prove that the work that my firm does is valuable. And all of that came from Growth Games. The idea of this came to me. I'd been doing these growth games for a lot of time, but the idea of what I was doing, what growth games was, came to me in Squamish. I'm in Vancouver. There's a town called Squamish, about an hour and a half away. I think about an hour away from the city. It's a beautiful drive. It's this place called Sea to Sky Highway, which you get on if you're not in Vancouver. You get on this highway, and on one side you've got mountains, the other side you've got the ocean, and then the ocean meets the sky. That's why it's called Sea to Sky. And it's just beautiful. And me and a friend of mine went for a drive. We like to rent cars. We rented a car. We went for a drive and we saw this place, Aerial Obstacle Course, if I'm not wrong. The place doesn't exist anymore. I think it closed down in 2023. It was an aerial obstacle course. So you'd get on, you'd have these pillars. If you're listening on audio, you probably can't see my gestures, but you have these pillars that you sort of take the stairs off. You take the stairs on top and there's floors, you know, first floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor. And between these pillars, they've got obstacles. So for example, between two pillars, there'd be a rope and you're harnessed to this thing on the top, like a harness rope on the top. And you have a rope to walk on. And so it's just an obstacle, you know, you do it for fun. And so you'd get on a rope and you'd walk. And if you fall, you're harnessed, you fall down, you get back up and you try the whole thing again. And they've got a lot of these obstacles. You know, there's a rock climbing wall that you can, you know, just rock climb one place to the other. And there's a lot of other fun stuff, but it's scary. Especially when you go to, you know, when you do the first floor, the second floor, I should say, it's fairly easy because it's just one floor up. But then when you start going to the third floor, the fourth floor, it gets scary because it's very high up. And although you're harnessed, it looks like you're going to fall. And I remember specifically, there was this one plank. So there were these two planks between two pillars. And so you walk on a plank. And in the middle, there's this jump where there's empty space. I think it was on the third floor. And you jump from one plank to the other. It's not a huge jump. It'd probably be, say, 2 feet. It's easy jump to make. If it's on the floor, I'd easily make that jump. But because it's up high, it's scary. And I'm looking at that jump and I'm scared, but it's just a game. I'm doing this for fun. There's no high consequences here. And I made the jump and I walked on the other side. And now I'm all of a sudden happy. I'm like, yes, I made the jump. It was a small thing, but who cares? It was fun. And then I started thinking to myself, why the hell am I doing this? And why am I enjoying it as much as I am? Because, I mean, I'm a firm believer that your time is the most valuable resource and the most valuable asset you have. And there I was, you know, we drove an hour and a half. We waited in line. We waited for a slot. And then for an hour, we're just jumping from one place to another. It seems pointless. And then we're going to drive back another hour and a half. And it seems like we're wasting time. And I was thinking to myself, why am I enjoying it as much as I do? And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually training myself for fear. I remember this as if it was yesterday. I'm like, I'm actually training myself for fear. This little obstacle is a little way for me to feel the fear and then overcome it. It's like, you know, if you go to Unleash the Power Within and Tony Robbins, you have this, at the end of day one, you do a firewalk. And the idea of a firewalk is you go through and you walk on burning hot coals. And at the end of it, you feel strong. You feel like, oh my God, if I could do this, what else could I do? It was just like that. I was like, hey, these obstacles, if I can get through this and I get through my fear little by little by little, what else could I do? And that was my growth game. And I started thinking back, I'm like, oh my God, I've been doing these growth games for myself. I never called it growth game. It was just the way my personality was, I guess. But I'd been doing these growth games for a long time. And in a way, starting my own firm, starting my own company was a way for me to have a growth game until it actually became a living corporation, a living organization that serves a lot of clients now. So that was the idea of growth games. And that's the idea of this show, this podcast, where I want to talk about a concept. And at the end of it, maybe you find something that inspires you. Maybe you find something that motivates you. Maybe you find a growth game for yourself where you turn an idea, a principle, or an interview from one of these really, truly successful entrepreneurs in BC, in Canada, the ones that I know of through my business, the ones that I know of through just mutual connections. Maybe one of the principles is that you hear from them and you go, hey, maybe I don't want to apply the whole thing right now, but maybe, just maybe, I want to create a growth game out of it where I do a little version of it just to get out of my comfort zone, just to feel uncomfortable, do it anyhow, and then go like, oh, well, I did it, and have a walk of strut. I don't know, something fun. That's the idea of growth games. It's short episodes you can listen to on the go. Listen to some of these cool principles that I'm applying right now as I grow my company and as I grow myself. I'm a fairly young guy. I'm pretty sure in the next 30 years, there's going to be a lot of cool things that I'll be doing, a lot of challenges that I'll be facing, and a lot of principles that I'll be coming up with. If you can take some of those and grow your own self, I have hit my mission with Growth Games. So welcome to Growth Games, and I look forward to talking to you in some of the episodes in the future.